Well, it's October 1st, 3 months left of 2020, something I think we're all ready to have put in the rearview mirror. This is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Thursday, October 1st. I'm Abe Madcourt. Good morning. I want to start with our Sports Business Awards last night. Hope you were able to join us. If you weren't able to join us, the full show will be available on our website as early as this morning. A couple of key takeaways. Jimmy Pitaro was named Sports Executive of the Year. Major League Soccer was named Sports League of the Year. That might have been seen as a little bit of an upset. Many people had probably figured the NFL celebrating its 100th anniversary would have been the favorite. The St. Louis Blues were honored as Sports Team of the Year. That too may feel like a little bit of an upset. The favorites seem to be the Toronto Raptors and the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. A couple of other big winners, CBS Sports, Best in Sports Media, the Premier Lacrosse League, Sports Breakthrough of the Year, and the Chase Center winning Sports Facility of the Year. Athletic Director of the Year went to the University of Florida, Scott Strickland, and Sponsor of the Year was Visa. You can see all the award winners, of course, in the Morning Buzz. The key takeaways for me, though, the key moment of the night for me was Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment Chair Larry Tannenbaum's acceptance speech for his Lifetime Achievement Award. It was powerful. It was memorable. He talked about the important role that sports plays in the world, in society. His lead-up video showed all the impact that he had made, not just in the Toronto market, but in sports as a whole. It featured a number of bold-faced names, including narration by Bon Jovi. It ended with a greeting from his entire family. Tannenbaum was also introduced by three commissioners, Don Garber, Gary Bettman, and Adam Silver, and you could see so much pride in their face, in their body language, and in their remarks, and how happy they were that Tannenbaum was receiving this recognition. His speech was very, very strong. He talked about while he was honored to receive the award, he was conflicted because of the current events the world is facing right now, but talked about the strong and positive and powerful role that sports can play. So if you haven't seen his remarks, I strongly encourage you to watch. The entire tribute's about 13 minutes and well worth your time. Also, I want to give a hat tip to ESPN's Laura Rutledge and Jay Williams for being great co-hosts last night. And also our Celebration of Service Award, Team Impact. What an organization. And if you don't know much about Team Impact, please do check it out. So all in all, a very exciting night. And if you haven't seen the Sports Business Awards, again, full show will be on our website today. Thank you to everybody who helped make it happen. Let's shift over to some other news this morning. Adam Silver met the media last night before Game 1 of the NBA Finals in the bubble. He said he hopes to begin next season sometime in January with fans in home arenas, but he downplayed whether that scenario hinges on the availability of a safe and proven vaccine. He is just not sure. But he does say with appropriate protocols in terms of social distancing and advanced testing, he does believe fans will be back into the arenas. He says he doesn't want to be back in a bubble environment for next year, but acknowledged it's something they will have to look at. He said there will be some very difficult negotiations with the Players Association. Those will start after the season ends. He sounded very optimistic that the two sides would be able to come to some sort of resolution. This, of course, would be over the financial return to play, free agency, basketball-related income. Those are all the difficult issues the NBA and the Players Association have to resolve in order to avoid a work stoppage. Silver also acknowledged in his remarks that the NBA can do better when it comes to the hiring of black head coaches. I noted yesterday that NASCAR was rolling out its schedule. I noted that we should look for major changes, and we got a lot. Here are some highlights. 6 road courses, the first dirt race for a Cup Series event since 1970. They're going to Nashville. They're going to Austin. They're not going back to Kentucky. They're not going back to Chicagoland. Meanwhile, tracks like Michigan, Dover, and Texas Motor Speedway each lost one of their 2 Cup Point races, so that's important. All in all, NASCAR, with major scheduling changes, changes its footprint, changes its map. Because now they go to Austin, they have a dirt race in Bristol, they have an Independence Day race at Road America. These are all seen as new, they're all seen as fresh, and that was exactly what NASCAR intended. And I think this is just phase one of a massive makeover of the NASCAR schedule. An interesting story out of ESPN on possible changes to the college football playoff. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott suggested expanding the CFP from 4 to 8 teams for this season. But the CFP Management Committee did not approve the idea. Now, that does not surprise me that they didn't approve the idea. What is surprising was that yesterday's meeting was the first time it's really become public that one of the Power Five commissioners, Larry Scott, officially pitched to expand the number of teams. The 8-team format is new news. For years, there's been speculation on when the CFP may expand the number of teams from 4 to 8 or even more. Some were very just talking in hypotheticals, but now we have a concrete example. Larry Scott suggesting that the CFP expand the number of teams. Of course, the Pac-12 wants in. They want more of their teams in. I think you could see more commissioners put pressure on the CFP to expand it. We've known for years that many people have talked about expanding it. The 4 teams has worked well, but it's obvious that other commissioners want more teams in. So that is a big story to keep an eye on. And let's finish up with this on the NFL. Remember, Steelers-Titans scheduled game for Sunday. That has been postponed. Most speculation has that it being played Monday night. There's some possibility it could be played Tuesday. Of course, the league is rescheduling that game in the wake of the Titans having a COVID outbreak. Meanwhile, the Vikings, who played the Titans last Sunday, plan to be back at practice today, and they still plan to play in Houston on Sunday. But this, again, a major, major scare for the NFL. We want to make sure that it gets controlled and contained. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Thursday. It is October 1st. Unbelievable. And once again, my only suggestion of the day, please watch Larry Tannenbaum's comments in accepting his Lifetime Achievement Award. Just very, very powerful and well said. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great day. Stay smart, stay healthy, and be good to each other. I'll talk to you tomorrow.